Welcome to the Tutor Podcast, the only weekly show for anyone who is in the business of helping people. If you're a tutor, a teacher, or a coach, the Tutor Podcast will help you start, grow, and love your tutoring business in plain English without the buzzwords and BS. If you want to make more money and make more of a difference, the Tutor Podcast will be with you every step of the way.
Yes. It's Neil Camardo here with episode 316 of the Tutor Podcast. That's the Monday morning show for anyone who wants to start, grow, and love their tutoring business the same way I love mine. As always, I'm here to share ideas and insights I've had, borrowed or stolen, during the 25 years I've been in business, from the tens of thousands of pounds I've invested, and I continue to invest in training and education, from the hundreds of books I've consumed, to boil it all down to a no-nonsense, no BS format that you can use right now. You see, I figured if I can give you some of what I've found useful in my own restless search for ideas, techniques and processes which make my life run more smoothly, reduce the effort, add a load of fun and generally make business more profitable, at the same time as making my teaching more effective and allow me to move through the world making everyone I interact with feeling insanely good, then you can use it too. How cool is that? If you're good with it, let's crack on. So today, we're diving deep into the concept of state as propounded or defined by the founders of NLP. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. Developed back in the 70s by a mathematician and a linguist. And it has profound implications for teaching and learning. So the idea of a state, what is it? Well, in a nutshell, a state is the sum of the emotional, mental, and physiological conditions of an individual at any given time. It's all of us, all glommed together. Thoughts, feelings, behaviours in a particular situation. In the context of teaching, then understanding and effectively managing states can be a game changer. Now notice it, it's a plural, states. There's my state as a teacher and there's their state as a student. So here's an example. One of my retired engineer students shows up and he's just buzzing with energy, eager to learn. His positive state is absolutely palpable. As a teacher, I feed off that energy. I kind of say to myself, oh yes, it's going to be great. And I'll raise my game, deliver an inspiring lesson with enthusiasm and clarity. It's great fun and we're both uplifted and energized by the session. Now that's a real world example of positive states, conducive states if you like. States that foster engagement, receptivity and effective communication. But then she arrives, you know what I mean? The next student, just argued with a mom in the car. Next student is a teenage girl who's agitated, upset, and absolutely incapable of engaging with the lesson material. Does that sound familiar to you? This is a negative state, and in this negative state, chances are that the student and I'll struggle to connect and communicate because my state will be radically different to hers. So learning's an uphill fight here. Now if we're savvy, flexible, aware teachers, we can maintain our own internal positive state, move towards her state to create rapport, and then begin to lead her in the right direction, as long as our own state is stronger than hers. So I'll generally mirror some of her movements, attempt to establish that rapport, and then gradually return to my own positive state, dragging her towards it without her being aware that it's happening. All that she'll know is that she starts to feel a bit better. So states are really, really important if we're trying to make that bridge between ourselves and the student. And the states that we're in are affected by just about everything around us. Particularly, I think, the environment. This is why it's so important that your teaching room is well lit, clean, orderly, and generally positive. Think of the teaching room as the setup on which this week's episode's drama will be acted out. And if it is acted out, then my lessons are a sort of an educational sitcom. Loads of laughter, fun, and love for the students. If they get that, it's going to put them in a state where it's much easier for them to change and to become the sort of musician, player, or even a person that they'd like to be. You see, for most of my tribe, it's about reclaiming the fun of the music they love. It's about rekindling the spark of creativity that way too many people allow to die down in order for them to comply with other people's ideas of what's right and proper for them, the student, to do. And that's my teaching state, pretty much all the time. If I'm doing all those things, the chances are that my indestructible, fun-packed state will greatly influence the student very strongly and very much for the better. If they're too far away from that state, like the grumpy teenager in the early example, I'll simply adopt their state for a short time and, having got them into sync with me, I'll just begin to move towards my own optimal teaching state. Complete with that annoying, boundless energy. Unsufferable, unbreakable confidence in my ability to help them. And the annoying, absolute certainty that they can do it. And yes, they will move in sync with me so that they begin to adopt that state for themselves. Sounds good, doesn't it? And it is. Over the years, I've learned to put myself into that state in a matter of seconds, on cue, and absolutely at will, using another NLP technique called anchoring. Next episode, I'll talk about the anchoring process, what I'm anchored to, and how you can build your own anchors. So you have an invisible boost button that you can press to pop yourself right across into your peak state. But right now, I just want you to be curious and excited and get into that state of mind about how you could use state transitions and anchoring to simply flip yourself into your own peak state. Are you curious? How am I doing? Let me know. The email address is info@neilcamedo.com. And if this show helps you at all, if you have questions or suggestions, things you'd like to hear in the show, please get in touch. As I said, it's info@neilcamedo.com. And you can follow me on X, where I am at Tutor Podcast. Because remember, guys, I'm here to listen as well as talk. Because I know that I don't have all the answers. If you haven't already done so, please like and subscribe to the podcast. And as always, I'll be back next week with more no BS ideas and more tips to help you to start, grow, and love your tutoring business, just like I love mine. I hope this podcast has got you thinking and has been some help to you. Till next time, stay healthy, stay useful. Have a fabulous day.
Get in touch with the Tutor Podcast via email or social media, and the Tutor Podcast team will be listening. Subscribe on iTunes and you'll automatically get the latest episode directly sent to your device. And remember to share, rate, and review TTP so that we can help other people to start, grow, and love their tutoring businesses.